For decades, animal welfare organizations have struggled to help protect birds and other wildlife from cats that freely roam outside. In Portland, Oregon, a unique partnership between the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon and Portland Audubon is working to create a new approach that's starting to catch on across the country. Monica Samayoa from Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Karma Crimmins was driving down a street in southeast Portland when she noticed a few stray cats near an old building. The next day, she went back, and to her surprise, a few cats turned into 50 cats.
And I couldn't figure out where are they coming from. There's no houses. This is totally industrial. These cats are clearly not tame. I'm not going to be able to touch them. What am I going to do?
Fencing kept Crimmins from trying to rescue the feral cats, so she slid a plate filled with cat food under the fence.
And then I went back the next day, and I would pull it out and put food in, and every day they were there, and every day there was more of them.
After some research, Crimmins found out about a group called the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. Its mission is to reduce the population of stray and feral cats by trapping them, neutering them, and if the animal can't be tamed or adopted, returning them to the wild. Crimmins eventually became a volunteer with the coalition, which reached a big milestone this summer, neutering its 100,000th cat. Cat lovers consider this trap-neuter-return method an ethical alternative to euthanizing stray and feral cats. That brings us to a big reason for friction between cat and bird groups. One side wants to put feral cats back on the streets. The other side says that just puts more wildlife in mortal danger.
And that's where the debate has really sat as to whether we should do this trap, neuter, and return and whether it's an effective strategy.
That's Bob Salinger, director of conservation at Portland Audubon, where the Wildlife Care Center treats about 3,000 animals every year. The number one cause of intake, cat predation. One recent study says feral cats have contributed to the extinction of 63 wildlife species worldwide. Portland Audubon's approach was to simply tell people to keep their cats indoors. But after reviewing decades worth of data on the practice, Salinger decided that Portland Audubon's method wasn't working. He wanted to find a new approach. That's when he learned about the Feral Cat Coalition.
When I went to their website, what I saw was a mission statement that was almost identical to our goals around this issue, which is basically reducing the number of free-roaming cats in the environment. So I reached out to them and said, you know, maybe we have something in common here. Maybe we can work together.
Karen Cross agrees. Cross is the executive director at the Feral Cat Coalition. She says there was enough common ground for partnering up with the Audubon to work.
Both groups could see where the overlap was and decided that working in that overlap together made us more powerful and better for the community than either one of us working on our own.
After conducting surveys with cat owners in the community, a new outreach idea was created, the Cat Safe at Home campaign. The goal is to help educate cat owners about keeping their cats safely indoors, including using Catios, a do-it-yourself, outdoor, enclosed safe space for domesticated cats.
You know, it's funny for me because when I started this, when this idea was first brought up, Karen Krause at the Feral Cat Coalition brought it up. And I thought, yeah, that's a cool idea. That's kind of cute and fun. I'm not sure how effective it will be, but let's go ahead and do it.
The concept was a big hit. Every year, the Portland tour sells out. It takes 1,300 animal lovers to view 10 different catios, from extravagant structures like the Taj Meow to smaller quick builds like Gina Medeiros' Sunlit Lair.
We built it off our back patio, which we weren't using for much, and it's got two levels, and there's a cantilever area out with several levels of shelves, and there's some ramps, and it's enclosed in wire mesh to keep the cats in and other things out.
Krause thinks the catio tours are inspiring more people to confine their cats, and the fewer free-roaming pet cats, the fewer cats that become strays or have kittens that grow up to be feral cats. First-timer Tara Upton drove for more than an hour with her family to experience their first catio tour.
I was super excited because I had just started thinking like, oh, I want to build some sort of an outdoor enclosure for my cats.
Upton has a few indoor cats and what she calls working cats, which live in her barn. She wants to give her indoor cats more space. And when she learned about the catio tour, it was a perfect opportunity to see them up close in person. Another first-timer, Nisha Sandoval, recently learned about catios. She thinks they're a good idea.
I'm from a place where, like, people don't really, like, would do stuff for their animals like that. And just to build, like, a space that's their own, like, place that they want to be in just sounds so nice and peaceful.
Cross says the success of the partnership between Portland's Feral Cat Coalition and Bob Salinger's Bird Group has inspired other cities, like Seattle, Austin, and Gainesville, Florida, to launch their own catio tours.
We are showing that two groups that work on wildly different topics can find an area of overlap.
For Here and Now, I'm Monica Samaya in Portland, Oregon.